A new movie tells the story of two Mormon missionaries who were kidnapped and held for ransom in Saratov, Russia in 1998. The Saratov Approach details what it was like for young missionaries Andrew Probst and Travis Tuttle. Probst, who lives in Meridian, says the ordeal started when a stranger approached the missionaries after an LDS church service. The young man said he wanted to hear more about the church and invited the young Americans to his apartment later that week. Tuttle was thrilled. But 3 days later, on the walk to the apartment, Props told his missionary partner he was concerned.
Yeah, I don't know. The only thing is I got a little bit of a weird vibe from it.
Oh, I didn't. I think he seemed interested. He seemed genuinely interested in what we had to teach him. Not every day somebody comes and seeks you out. I mean, how long was he waiting at the door?
Take it if we can get it, right?
It's a discussion.
Yeah.
Props recently visited our studios. He began his story when the missionaries reached the apartment.
We went inside. We started to take off our coats and our hats and our shoes. And as I bent over to untie one shoe to the other, I got hit on the back of the head by a bat. I kind of let out a scream, kind of stood up startled, and I could kind of feel myself falling over like a tree cut from the bottom. Very slowly, and then I realized I was falling, and so I kind of reached out for the door handle, missed it, and fell down face first, and I kept trying to get up and get out. I didn't know what was going on. I just knew it was bad, and something really bad was happening. I looked up, and the big Russian guy in a ski mask, he ran the slide on his 9mm, stuck at my face, and, you know, said, "Don't effing move," basically. And, you know, I covered my face with my hands and told him not to shoot, you know. Don't shoot, don't shoot.
The Mormon missionaries were held for the next several days, blindfolded and handcuffed in the Russian apartment. They felt their chances for survival got less and less with each passing day. So Prop says the two young men devised a plan. They would attack one of their captors, a man named Nikolai, after he mistakenly left Prop's handcuffs undone.
He's going to throw the blanket over him, jump down, bear hug him while Tuttle started to hit him over the head with the iron. And then I was going to take the gun out. They always had the gun in their back of their pants. And I was going to take the gun out, and if anybody else came in the room, I was just going to start shooting them. I had a very clear picture of the cover of the New York Times, and it said, Mormon missionaries kill Russians. And that wasn't why we were there, you know. We knew that if our plan went wrong, we hurt or killed one of the kidnappers, it might put another missionary or another tourist or another American, you know, in danger. And obviously, you know, we were there to try to serve the public and not hurt the public.
So the young Mormons put the attack on hold. Prop says they decided instead to try and befriend their captors.
I found out that Nikolai's mom was a school teacher originally. My mom was a school teacher. His mom worked with disadvantaged youth and youth with disabilities. And my mom did the same thing. So we would draw those parallels and tell stories. You know, we'd listen and compliment. And, you know, appeal, as Dale Carnegie says, appeal to their nobler motives. Put them in a position where they have no choice when it comes down to it to let us go instead of kill us. Because at one point, we were just walking, talking bank accounts to them.
The Americans were held by the kidnappers for 4 days. Then, on the fifth day, the kidnappers told Tuttle and Props to get their shoes on. Props says the missionaries were put in a car and taken to a snow-covered road in the middle of nowhere.
We just thought they're going to drive us out there and just shoot us and drive off. You know, they pulled me out of the car, threw me down on my face, and then they came up and they threw Tuttle down on her face and they unhandcuffed us. And I kind of got hit on the shoulder with my backpack. And then the guy just basically says, lay there for 2 minutes and then get up and you're free, and shut the door and sped off. And then we walked to the closest road. It was about a half a mile to the road. And then we started flagging down cars to get back into the city.
Prop says he spent several weeks at a hospital in Germany before finishing his mission in England. Today, he's president of a Treasure Valley property management company. He says it's been surreal to see his story told on the big screen.
The first time I saw it, I definitely watched it at an arm's length. And the second time, I just bawled like a baby. I don't know how to describe it. I remember watching the movie I was sitting next to my wife and my mom and my dad. You know, obviously my parents lived through that nightmare with us, and that was really tough. I mean, that was the hard part for me, was sitting and hearing them gasping for air and crying, and that was difficult. But it's a really rewarding feeling, because some of the life lessons and the messages that we took out of the experience are able to be shared on a mass scale. And that's what's really exciting about this film, is that those lessons that were taught to us are now being taught to other people.
Andrew Probst of Meridian was one of two Mormon missionaries kidnapped in Russia in 1998. The movie that tells their story, The Saratov Approach, is being shown at the Edwards 22 Theaters in Boise.